All life is energy. Every cell in your body is an electric current pumping out 70 to 90 millivolts when healthy. Maximizing your cellular potential can have profound effects on your health. Scalar wave technology produces zero-point energy, clinically proven to boost cell regeneration, immune and neurotransmitter functions. Experience a wave in Seattle by calling toll-free at 1-877-933-5874.
Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio, KKNW, 1150 AM, your alternative talk station. In this next half hour, we're going to be talking to Deborah Lowkamp. She is the owner of Sanfacia, Seattle's first scalar energy rejuvenation spa. And I wanted to just read a little bit to give her bio before we bring her on. Deborah Lowkamp has been actively involved in the holistic health movement for the past 25 years, having lived all over the Pacific Rim her entire life. She first learned of scalar wave technology in 2001 when she became involved with a nutritional company who was applying scalar wave technology to their supplement line, achieving remarkable results. She tracked research for 2 years, speaking with the foremost authorities and cutting-edge nutritionals, as well as doctors who are currently doing research with their own scalar enhancement systems. The evidence with respect to the efficacy of this technology was nothing short of astounding. She is proud to introduce to Seattle its first scalar regeneration spa. And Deborah, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Shelley.
And you're going to have a special guest too, Sandra Rose Michael, and we'll introduce her as we get through some of these questions. And I wanted to mention that your spa, Sanfacia, I'm sorry, I'm still struggling with the name a little bit. People can go to the website and visit it. It's at www.sanfacia.com, and I'll spell that out for everybody. It's S-A-N-P, as in Paul, H-I-S-E-A.com. And she says it's now available for viewing and downloading information, including a 2000 Stanford University study on scalar energy. Lots of other stuff, but welcome to the show. And I first of all need to know, I wanted to ask you, what is scalar energy? This definitely is a new thing to Seattle.
Oh, yes, definitely. And before I begin, I'd like to make people aware that we're going to talk about some things concerning about health and nutrition that are not inherently difficult to understand, but since it represents a total paradigm shift on how you look at health and nutrition, I'd like to proceed at a slower rate, giving a basic underlying premise behind this technology.
Great. That would be great. Yeah.
Well, we all know that all life is energy. That's not hard to understand. Every cell in our body is a mini battery pumping out 70 to 90 millivolts when it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Every nerve impulse in your body is an electric current, and we know this. Other examples between life and energy are muscles. Powered by chemical energy. We've all seen the experiment where electrical current is applied to a dead frog and its leg moves. And think about dinner you had last night. It was like throwing coal into a furnace, because digestion is nothing more than a slow form of burning that produces energy for your body to live on. And we all know this. In fact, death is defined as the absence of electrical activity in the brain. So in the end, we all recognize that all life really is energy. So again, I'm going to offer to you an operating premise that if you could charge your body with the right energy, you could prevent and possibly even reverse disease. Now, it's important to understand that when it comes to charging the cells in your body, not all energy is equal.
Mm-hmm.
Most forms of energy are unsupported by your body. In other words, your body can't hold these forms of energy. But then again, some forms of energy, like the 60-cycle alternating current energy that runs in your house, is actually harmful. So what's the kind of energy that we're looking at that your cells in your body can hold in meaningful levels and is actually healing to your body? Well, as it turns out, it's scalar energy.
Mm.
Understand now that scalar energy has always existed. It's since the beginning of time, but only recently have scientists rediscovered it. Learned how to generate it at meaningful levels and begun to make use of it. And it's different from other energies in a couple of very important ways. First of all, it's more field-like than wave-like. That means that it can implant its signature on solid objects. And that's really the heart of issue and the basis for this technology, because all electrical fields can implant their signature on objects, but not to the degree that scalar energy can.
When you say signature, what do you mean by that?
It just implants, well, Sandra can chime in anytime.
Okay.
But if I can just finish this one
sure.
part about scalar energy being able to implant its signature on objects, it can attach itself, and it can regenerate and repair whatever it attaches to if there is damage to whatever it attaches to.
Okay.
You can take a scalar charge supplement, for instance, a supplement that has been charged in a scalar charged environment. And if you were to take it through an airport X-ray machine, the scalar charge will be damaged. You can measure it, that it's been lessened. All you have to do is put that bottle on the shelf and wait a couple of days, and the charge repairs itself.
Hmm.
Back to its formal level, not only back to its formal level, but sometimes beyond it. So this new patent-pending scalar enhancement technology that Sandra has developed and released approximately 4 years ago, it embeds products or persons into this powerful healing scalar charge environment. And so once your cells receive this, it does remarkable things. And by the way, it's not a theoretical technology. There's proof of all of this. You can measure scalar fields. The easiest way to measure it is Kirlian photographs, and if you know Kirlian photographs, it's nothing but a form of specialized photography, and in that it takes pictures of the bioelectric field that surrounds all objects. The bigger the field, the more energy that it contains.
Mm-hmm.
Here at San Fasia, we have a whole series of Kirlian pictures that demonstrate the presence of scalar fields. So, you know, you're probably wondering if it's harmful.
Well, let me go ahead and bring Sandra Rose in, because
sure.
the half hour goes really fast, and I want to make sure we get her in.
Sure thing.
Let me just tell you a little bit about her. Sandra Rose Michael is the founder and originator of HHFE Technology. She is one of the premier speakers on alternative health in the 21st century, and she is internationally recognized for her contributions to holistic health and healing for the last 30 years. She's also recognized nationally on TV and radio as an international personality, inspirational speaker, seminar, and tour leader, and in her personal sessions with individuals, the many, many applications of her cutting-edge technology. But above all these credentials, perhaps she is best known for her passion to the healing of humanity. Ms. Michael can be located also on the web at www.hhfe.net. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hey, aloha. Speaking to me from Hawaii.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, so I wanted to go ahead and, like you said, you were starting to say, Deborah, that you're asking, is that we were wondering if it's harmful, and is it?
No, absolutely not.
No, that's
there's nothing unnatural about scalar energy.
Actually, we have both of you guys talking at once.
Oh, we do.
So sorry about that.
Go ahead, Sandra. You go for it.
Go ahead, Sandra.
Oh,
go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, I could barely hear her, so I didn't know.
Yeah, you're both calling in, and so we kind of have a juggling act going on here. I'll try to be the referee.
Yeah, well, if you go to the website, hhfe.net or energyenhancementsystem.com, you can access copies of the clinical reports, the clinical research done by Dr. Victor Marcial Vega.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things, we have a lot of research. And there have, with all the research that's been done over the last number of years, it's been 13 years of development, and then we've been doing the research with it for 7 or 8 years. There has not ever been one single detrimental effect or field ever measured or ever observed. So it's producing what could be called just extremely healthy bioactive fields for the body. You know, bioactive means the body relates to the energy and can take that energy and use it, and the cells want to function perfectly. And so that it's a lot of documentation with the clinicals as to the positive results, effects that have been observed. Dr. Victor Marcial Vega, who's in the top 1% of credentials of MDs in the U.S., spearheaded our clinicals, And one of his, you know, the bottom line result of what he said is it produces the ultimate levels of ultimate states of relaxation from which any and all healing can occur. And so we literally have seen that the body wants to heal. You know, it's like increasing the life force energy in the cells. And when the body has the energy to heal, it does.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and I want to learn a little bit more about Scalar Energy and the new rejuvenation spa in Seattle, which is called Sanfacia. And you guys are located actually 3315 South 188th Street in SeaTac. And I wanted to give the website real quickly. It's at www.sanfacia.com. That's SanFacia.com, and we are talking with Sandra Rose Michael and also Deborah Locamp. And stick with us. We will be back talking to them again. This is Positive Choice Talk Radio, KKNW, 1150 AM, your alternative talk station. Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio, KKNW, 1150 AM, your alternative talk station. We are talking today to Deborah Locamp. She is the owner of Sanfacia. It's a spa, Seattle's first Scalar Energy Rejuvenation Spa, and we also have a special guest, Sandra Rose Michael, who is here talking to us about Scalar Energy Enhancement System. She's the founder of the Scalar Energy Enhancement System, so she's helping fill in some of the gaps here that for our show. And I know we kind of left it hanging that I was asking what was the signature of Scalar Energy. I think that was, or how do we know, how does it receive a signature or something? I'm sorry, but I thought maybe you could explain a little bit of that to us.
Okay, is that for me or?
Yeah.
Okay.
How does it create a signature, Scalar Energy?
Well, there is an embedding of the energy that can be photographed either with, we have a Curlian lab that we've worked with, that's a $1 million lab. That's Dala, the photography of supplements for healing the globe and for a lot of other companies and people. And then there's also, it can be measured, this is scientific measuring that can be done with the, it's called the GDV bioelectrography camera, by which was developed by Dr. Karatkov out of Russia. And that's quantifiable, and it measures the effects on the human energy field, but also product. And it allows the direct measurement of the effects of those fields and the embedding of that kind of a life. It's just a life force energy signature. Everything really wants to go to its highest potential energetically.
Okay.
And that's what our technology supports.
Okay, wonderful. Deborah, we were talking at the break a little bit. I was asking you, how long has Sanfacia been open? And you said it's only been open a couple months.
Exactly.
And you're doing wonderful.
Oh, and you know, the thing is, I haven't marketed it. I had originally bought the system for my family and close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of grew to a life of its own because it helped not only my family, but my friends. And they started yakking to other people. And my goodness, before I knew it, I have appointments every week to come in.
Oh, that's incredible.
And I haven't even marketed it. And this radio show was kind of like a forum to help inform people because I've had so many calls on it. And I thought it was a responsible thing to do with this technology. Ideally, everyone should experience this technology.
Well, tell me what it's like. What are some of the benefits of sitting in a Scalar Charge spa? Like, just I'm wondering, when you walk into Sanfacia, what can you expect?
Well, most people can sense and feel the energy as soon as they come through the door. What the Scalar Energy does is excite the cells in your body, and you're talking about trillions of cells in each body. And it gets them, it causes them to complete the protocol they're designed to do, and that's to repair and restore the body to its original organic form, which is healthy, no disease. It repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, we've seen remarkable changes. Sandra mentioned to you during break about my son, the 10-year-old. I homeschool all my kids, and he, at 10 years old, could not read because he had been diagnosed as being severely right brain, 89%, I believe, visual learner.
Mm-hmm.
And he could not retain any phonetic principles for reading. And last year I had taken him into Palm Springs where Sandra had a unit set up. And for 2 hours he just sat in there. And by the time I drove back to Seattle, the blocks, whatever they were completely gone.
Oh, my goodness.
And till this day, he is reading and not having any, there are no blocks hindering his reading. Now, what that tells me for the future of children with ADD or any imbalances between the hemispheres of the brain, after talking to neurologists and what they tell me, it's just amazing how it balances out both hemispheres of the brain. And this is measured by EEG tests. And by the way, you mentioned that Stanford University report. You can find that EEG test in there in that study. Another thing it does is it increases the energy level, of course, of every single cell, we've learned. But it also improves the immune function by as much as 149%, and it's proven in laboratory studies, too. So that raises your body energy levels up, too.
When you go in, I'm trying to picture what this technology actually is. Do you sit?
Well, I go. People enter into a room. Mm-hmm. There are comfortable chairs in the center of the room, and there are four monitors which have been strategically and logistically placed at precise locations, facing toward the center of the room. And what it's running is a proprietary computer program that's putting out a frequency and emitting, it's generating scalar charges off of the computer monitor through the program that it's running. And people can feel and sense this energy. And as I said, there's sometimes a buzzing effect that they feel, but it's not, it's noticeable, but it's very pleasant. It's very deep and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So people with invariably in the first 5 minutes of sitting in it tend to fall asleep. they get so deeply relaxed.
And how long do they sit there?
Well, I tell people a nice way to do it is to do the two-hour session.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, that would be a really nice way to experience the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to also touch on cancer.
Okay, please
because
do.
Because cancer is almost, without exception, low-voltage cells within the 50 to 20 millivolt range.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you bring those cells back to the optimal 70 to 90 millivolts, which is the healthiest it can be, cancer cells tend to become normal again. So the implications for this in treating cancer can be profound. It really can. And right now we do have about four people with cancer that are attending our spa through friends and relatives who heard about our opening.
Oh, that's incredible. That's
so
wonderful.
We've still yet to see how it all turns out. We just began, but we're very excited about the technology here in Seattle because I think Seattle is a community that is so ready.
Open to it.
To deal with this new paradigm shift.
Okay. Well, I wanted to know, I know that Sandra Michael, I think she's the one responsible for developing this remarkable technology. And I wanted to know, you said she has a place in Palm Springs.
Well, she's in Hawaii now.
Right.
Yeah.
Are these in other locations?
Yes, there's approximately 50 in the world.
Okay.
The nearest one,
how lucky
north of
we
us
are.
Is Homer, Alaska.
Okay.
And the nearest one south, I believe, is Sacramento. Sandra, right?
There's actually one in Marin County.
Okay, well, Sandra, can you tell us a little bit more about how you developed this technology?
Well, my passion in my life, I've taught holistic health over 30 years, so it's been my passion to help people to heal, but also to imagine what your life would be like if you had all the energy to do anything and everything you really want to do to be able to fulfill your highest potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this technology was developed to achieve, both at the cellular level, what would your body do if it had all the energy to do everything it really wants to do, which is heal and function perfectly, and to be absolutely optimally healthy. But what would happen with your life if you had all the energy to accomplish your greatest dream?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what the development was about. And these fields, yes, what it's like being in a system, it feels very good. It's very, very relaxing. It's synchronizing right and left brain hemispheres. We've worked with the top brain mappers, things like that. But it's also the energy. Some of the energy feels like the energy in a rainforest. It's simply healthy fields for the body.
Hmm.
And it feels like you're bathed in waves of love. And people have all kinds of wonderful experiences. People that have been insomniacs usually are asleep and snoring in about 3 minutes. And speaking of snoring, we get a lot of reports back, from husbands and wives going, my husband and my wife no longer snores after being in there.
Oh, incredible. Wow.
And that's a family testimonial.
It creates deep relaxation, deep sleep. A lot of our people, including John Brody, for example, has it around his bed. We've had people with strokes who've had 100% paralysis have 100% function. And so some people have used it to support their healing from a stroke. But it's also about half of our systems are in private homes. A lot of people put them around their beds because they say it's like the best sleep they've ever had in their entire life.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like sleeping in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, and we may not have enough time, but I'm wondering what your journey was like, Sandra, to finding this technology. Because I know you said that you were involved in holistic health, but I'm trying to make the connection between this system and
programming computers to emulate my work.
Exactly. How do you do that?
Yeah, it was like a download of, and it's generating fields. It's field technology. So it's just like a field of intentionality. Dr. Wayne Dyer is a dear friend of mine, and he wrote a very, very wonderful book called The Power of Intention.
Right.
And that might help you understand more of how I developed it. It's it was my intention to create this.
It was. So you knew where you were going with it. You just kind of had to build it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's...
And the results have been very, very exciting. I mean, and there's full clinically documented case studies where we've had people with 100% blindness, being 100% blind for over years, detached retinas, cataracts, having 20/20 vision in a matter of a few months, and fully documented.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's that kind of regeneration, when you give the cells what they need, they can regenerate and heal anything.
So is this something you would do? I know we're going to be getting off the air in a couple minutes, so we're going to have to wrap it up. But I was just curious, is this something that you would do weekly, or is it something, I'm not sure how many sessions you would need or you recommend? I know it depends on what the person's going through. But
And what they want to accomplish with their life.
Okay.
Dr. Vega, in his clinicals, recommended that he suggested people stay in the system for at least 2 hours at a time if possible. But we've also had, I love miracles, and I love miracle stories, and we've had miracles happen with people just having, a 15 minutes of time to be in the system because the body took the energy and just did what it wanted. And then on the other hand, it's like you cannot ever have too much life.
Yeah.
You can't be too alive, have too much energy, or feel too wonderful.
So it's a healthy, it's a good, healthy
thing. So that's why people put them in their homes.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, we're out of time, and I wanted to thank you so much, Sandra Rose Michael, for being with us, and Deborah Locamp. Deborah is the owner of Sanfacia Spa in Seattle. It's Seattle's first scalar energy rejuvenation spa, and you can find out more about her spa on the web at www.sanfacia.com, or you can call her at 206-243-6475. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio, KKNW, 1150 AM, your alternative talk station.